So Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? Everybody has heard this, right? No? Have you not heard of this? I want to hear it. Seriously, has anybody not heard of it? Yeah, and if not, you just heard it right now. I just said it. But, I mean, this is as basic as you can get, right? Like, if you had to just narrow down Christianity, this is basically it, to love God and to love your neighbor, right? This is kind of the stuff that we grow up with, no? Right? Kids, do you still watch, like, Barney? Is that, like, out of date now? You know? But you know what I'm talking about, right? That little purple dinosaur, you know? Right? And they even got songs, I love you, you love me, whatever, right? We hear it all the time. We hear it all the time. You know, be nice to your brother. Be nice to your sister. You should love each other, right? From our family, from our teachers, even from coworkers, to be good, loving people, right? And I'm pretty sure even those who are not really, like, religious, even those who are not really Christians, or just maybe they call themselves atheists, even those kind of people, they'd be okay with this, right? I'm pretty sure most people would be like, yeah, you know, a person that loves God, a person that loves his or her neighbor, yeah, no, nothing to complain. So everybody's heard of this. Everybody knows this, right? But then how come the world is not full of the love of God and love of neighbor? Huh? How come at school it's not full of love of God, full of neighbor? How come in our own families it's not full of God, love of God, love of neighbor? How come in our community it's not full of love of God, love of neighbor? How come in our country it's not full of love of God, love of neighbor? How come in the world it's not full of love of God, love of neighbor? Huh? Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody's heard it so many times, right? So I think the problem is perhaps we don't really get it, right? And what I mean by that is the gospel today comes from the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, right? And it's an ancient Jewish prayer, the Shema, right? The Shema. And it's the centerpiece of the morning and evening Jewish prayer services, right? And the Shema prayer goes a little something like this. This is straight from Book of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, and with all your strength. Right? And this whole prayer, it's entitled the Shema because it comes from that first word. The first word of that prayer is what? Hear. Right? Hear. H-E-A-R. Right? So the word Shema from that prayer, the word Shema means to hear, to take to heart, and to obey in action. Let me repeat. The word Shema and the Shema prayer means to hear, to take to heart, and to obey in action, right? But for many of us, hearing, listening, this is a mental activity, no? It's a mental activity. Or if you want to talk scientific terms, when you hear something, it's a simple vibration of the what? Eardrums, you know? Hello, 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 you know? It's just a vibration of the eardrums, and it stays there. But how many times do we really take to heart what we hear and actually obey in action, right? So, do you like music? Yeah, I like music. I like all kinds of music. You know, I'm pretty open-minded with all kinds of music, you know? And I'm like, I even like country songs, you know? But sometimes I like rap, you know, like straight up rap or hip hop, you know? That's the stuff that I kind of grew up with, right? So sometimes I'm driving, I'm like, yeah, you know? And I'm like this, you know? And then I see somebody, okay. Because I really like the songs on the radio, you know? But I have no idea what they're talking about. It's just like, okay, I hear the beat. Okay? But I mean, it registers, it's a great vibration of my eardrums, right? But if I really sit down and pay attention to what they're talking about, maybe I don't know what they're talking about. I don't want to know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? So obviously, it's just in the vibration mode. It's a mental activity. And I love the beat. Yeah, right? But obviously, I don't take it to heart. And I sure don't obey what they're telling me to do in the songs, right? Or as parents, have you tried to get your children to obey you sometimes? Right? So, I don't know, a simple task like trying to get your children to do some chores, like taking out the trash, right? First, you say it very nicely, very gently, very lovingly. You say, hey, son, hey, you know, or can you take out the trash? Can you take out the trash, right? And then what do children usually respond? What do they usually say afterwards? Huh? What do you usually respond? Huh? Later. And they say, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. And then you usually don't get to it. And then the trash is not taken out. And then what do the parents say after that? Huh? So obviously it didn't register into your child's, you know, heart, and they're not obeying. So what you do is you yell, right? You say, take out the trash! I told you, take out the trash! Right? As if that's going to solve the problem. Right? Like, I mean, is your son or daughter deaf? You know? They heard you the first time, loud and clear, right? They just get a louder vibration of the eardrums. Right? Obviously, it didn't register. It didn't take to their heart. And they're not obeying. And yelling louder doesn't really solve the problem. Right? And I wonder if that's the same thing in our relationship with God. As we hear the word of God and God's commandment to love God and to love our neighbor. Yeah, I know it. I know. I heard it so many times. Right? But most of us love God, love our neighbor. It just stays in our mental activity, a vibration of the eardrums. We don't really take it to heart. We don't really obey in action. Right? Because the Shema prayer calls us to really listen to God, take it to heart, and to obey God's command. And every time the word obey, O-B-E-Y, every time the word obey is used in the gospel, it's translated from the word Shema. So what that means is, in our English translation, every time the word hear, H-E-A-R, and every time the word obey is used, the same word is used in the Hebrew, right? So obey, hear, obey, obey, hear, same thing. It's a synonym, right? But for us, we compartmentalize that thing. And say, hearing is one thing, obeying is another thing. You understand? Hearing, taking out the trash is one thing, obeying is a whole other thing. Hearing, love God, love neighbor is one thing, actually obeying it is a whole other deal. No, but in the Bible, those two things are connected. It's the same thing, right? So how do we do that? How do we respond in action, in obey, in obedience to the love of God and to love of neighbor, right? Many of us express and obey love of God, love of neighbor in different ways. And maybe some of you have heard of this, maybe some of you not, okay? But Dr. Gary Chapman talks about this five love languages, the five love languages of love, and how, and we could spend like a whole retreat on this if you want, but basically, if you have a husband and a wife, okay, and one speaks French and the other one speaks like Chinese, okay, French and Chinese, how do they communicate with each other? Sign language, like, okay, like that? I mean, you can only do that so much. You only go so far, right? There's a breakdown in communication, right? And the same thing, the way we express our love, it's a whole different language, right? So, Dr. Chapman talks about 5 different love languages. So ask yourself, well, if I truly want to love God and love my neighbor, in my relationship with my spouse, in my relationship with my children, co-workers, and my relationship with Christ, okay? Which one out of these 5 do I kind of relate with? Which one out of these 5 can I kind of choose and express my love of God and neighbor in obedience, in action, right? So number one, quality time. Quality time. You know, we don't actually have to go to the World Series baseball game and go to AT&T Park. No. It's not even about the baseball. We don't even need to go on a family vacation or Disneyland. It's just the fact that you are here with me, that's good enough. And just spending time together. Me, you, eye contact. You know, that's all that I want. Right? We don't need to go on a fancy restaurant or fancy date. No, we can just be on the sofa. But us, time together, quality time together. How much quality time do you spend with God? You know, I hope this 1 hour is quality time. But throughout the week, how much quality time do I spend with God? Right? How can I give of my quality time to God's people? Receiving gifts, right? Everybody loves to receive gifts, no? Raise your hand if you'd, oh, I hate receiving gifts. No, everybody loves to receive gifts, no doubt. But I'm not talking about the expensive bling bling, you know, the gold rings and diamonds, okay? But the ladies, has your husband ever missed out on your anniversary? Oh, boy. Right? I mean, you're sad. You're sad when your spouse forgets your wedding anniversary or your birthday. No? Yeah, I mean, it's not that you expect this big thing, okay? You don't want, like, a Lexus. You don't need to get a Lexus, okay? But just a little card, just a little bouquet of flowers, so as to show my love to you in a gift kind of way, right? What kind of gift? What kind of gift out of joy do you give to God, right? And what kind of gift out of joy do you give to other charitable organizations, right? Giving the gift, the power of gift. Words of affection. Do you have like a secret code, secret language? You have, you know, like special words that you say to each other, right? I don't need to know all that, okay, all right? you know what I'm talking about. You know, honey, bunny, I don't know, whatever it is, okay? You know, and some of you, it's like Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. You got a nickname for every single child of yours, you know? What's wonderful? Words of affection, right? And also, how about in our personal relationship with Christ? Many of us recite the rosary. Many of us know the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, which is wonderful. When's the last time you just flat out told Jesus Christ, I love you? Just straight up, intimately, passionately, right? Well, do you have a nickname for Jesus? You know, you call him Chewy? Or what do you call him? What do you call him? You know, many times it's this Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, which is wonderful, but he seems so far away, right? Words of affection. Physical touch, right? Many times when I visit the elderly at the hospital, the nursing homes, you know, oftentimes they just say, come here. And then I come over there and they say, touch my hand. And I said, well, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll touch your hand, you know. Well, because they haven't had a conversation with somebody in a week or 2 weeks. Nobody's touched them, touched their hands, you know. Have you ever been hug-deprived? Hug-deprived? Let me tell you. I went on this silent retreat, right? Like silent retreat for like a week or over a week. And it's like no contact or communication with civilization there, okay? And afterwards, I was like, I needed to hug someone. You know, being deprived, right? Have you ever just felt like after, maybe if you miss church once or twice, or maybe if you miss for a month, have you ever had this kind of yearning or hunger or thirst or this kind of desire, man, I really want to go and receive the Eucharist today, right? I really want to receive the body and blood of Christ, right? That kind of, you know, having Christ physically in your system, you know, that kind of stuff. Or acts of service. Usually when the husband and wife get into a fight, what does the husband do to make up for things? Yeah, you know, a husband usually kind of starts, okay, what do I need to do around the house here, you know? And maybe you start cooking. Maybe you start doing the laundry. Maybe you start, you know, cleaning things up, you know? Hey, do you need anything else? Can I help you with anything else, right? Acts of service, right? Sharing our talents with God. Sharing our talents with God's people, right? Do you remember this little sheet from last week for those who went to church here last? Do you remember this one? Yes, no, right? And I don't know, I think Father Kevin did the mass, but did he tell you to take it home? Yeah? Take it home and what? And pray about it. And then what? It's a great mental activity, no? It's a great mental activity. You heard it, and it was a great vibration. Take it home and pray about it. And bring it. Wow, that's very nice. Good job. Nice mass, Father. Excellent. No? Yes, no? Yeah, right? Where is it? Where is it? All right? Well, it's okay. It's all right. But this is basically the commitment forms of stewardship of time, talent, and treasure. Right? Time, talent, and treasure. And it's a great opportunity today. We have more of these on your way out at the exits. But also today, after all the masses, so especially, and after this mass too, we have what's called a ministry mingle, right? Which means in the PAC, we have all the different ministries and organizations, right? For you to kind of check it out. And to see how can I put the love of God, put the love of neighbor in action. In obedience, right? So I'm going to give you a command to do, right? Like, which is after mass, go over to the PAC and there's refreshments, there's wine, there's, you know, little pastries. Okay, go check it out. Go check it out over there. Okay? And to see how can I, in obedience, how can I, you know, exercise this love of God, love of neighbor by being involved in a ministry or all the different organizations we have at our church, okay? And also reflect on the gospel today. The Shema prayer. What does the Shema mean? You see, I'm telling you, it's a great mental activity. It's a great mental exercise. What does the Shema mean? To hear, to take to heart, and to obey in action, right? And the Jews, they recite this prayer like twice a day, right? So that they can really recite it and take it to heart, right? And to obey it, right? Through their actions, right? You can do that if you want, okay? You can reread the gospel, or you can sometime during the week reflect on this gospel passage, which you already know, simplified, love God, love neighbor, right? And you can ask Jesus, help me to love you and to love my neighbor. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, ask yourself, did I just hear that? Was that a mental activity? Was that a great vibration of my eardrums? Or did I really take it to heart? Did I really obey with action, right? And if so, or if not, how can I do that? In what way can I express my love of God and love of neighbor and obedience? Perhaps it's through quality time. Perhaps it's through gifts. Perhaps it's through words of affection. Perhaps it's through physical touch. Perhaps it's through acts of service.